B-Pod Studios.
Touchdown, Patriot! You could come in this building. You could kick all the little field goals you want. You could go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Brodson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes. All right. Football Friday with Scott Zolak, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings coin toss during tonight's game. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Yeah, Thursday night game. Morning, Scott.
Morning. I don't know what day it is anymore, man.
You are busy, dude. So I saw
work all day, appearances all night, like 4 days in a row. I can't wait for the weekend.
You're a star, man. So I was watching last night, the Patriots All Access. You had Bill in the Bellastrator going. That's the first time I've seen Bill look giddy. He loves talking football with you.
He was excited to be wearing a pink shirt, so he's kind of loosening up a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he loves that Bellastrator, and, you know, that was the first time I've seen him, like, smiling and having fun. It's great.
Well, it's like you walking through a freaking, strawberries or Newberry Comics looking at records.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just giddy.
Strawberries.
Just silly.
Wow, look at this. Air Supply, greatest.
All right, Scott. Wow, you had me at Air Supply.
Yeah,
okay.
Nailed it.
All right, so here's the deal. We got this. Yeah, you guys were talking last night, you and Bill, about Daniel Jones being athletic. What are your thoughts about him in the game, the Giants?
Well, I mean, he's athletic enough to make some plays against the team he's played against. Tampa's not very good up front. I think we're too athletic in the front. You know, that defensive front with Jamie Collins, Hightower, Van Noy. I don't really see Jones picking up a lot of plays with his legs. Plus, as you know, we're in the middle of one of these weird fall nor'easters here for 2 days, so you got a lot of wind and rain. And I just think you're going to crowd that line of scrimmage with eight guys. It's going to be very difficult for him to run the ball with his legs.
Make him pass, right?
Yeah, make him pass. That ball be blowing around. Have Gilmore pick a couple off. It'll be good.
Yeah, gust up to 20 miles an hour tonight. So I'm hearing a lot of two-point conversions for the kickers. What do you think?
Let's just go for two. I mean, we can't even kick the ball when the damn wind's not blowing.
So. Right. I agree. Go for two.
I hope they run the ball. I just want to get in and get out in 2.5 hours and go home, to bed.
Yeah. You got a show to do, okay, man.
All right. I feel that every morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, you got a weekend off, right, Zoe?
Boy, she's all giggly today. Huh?
Well, wait till you hear her question.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready
for it? Yeah. I got a question for her. I want to know what your favorite rain song is.
My favorite rain song?
Yeah,
rain.
It's like a rainy day.
Are there a lot?
The one that comes to my head is the one that goes, I saw you walking in the rain.
Orange Juice Jones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd lean towards Eddie Rabbit myself.
Oh yes. I Love a Rainy Night.
Yeah, that's
a good one.
Or you could go Milli Vanilli, Blame It on the Rain.
Yes, these are good.
Man,
these are good. You've been walking around strawberries?
Yeah, no kidding.
Shut up.
Wow. Okay, Zoe.
Purple rain. All right.
Here's my question.
There you go.
All right. So we read the statistic that 1 in 4 people have had been sexually attracted to a cartoon character. What cartoon?
Family show.
Yep.
Family.
What cartoon character have you think is attractive in that way?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, like, for old people, it'd be like Wilma Flintstone.
Oh, wow. You call Wilma.
Betty Rubble,
Betty Rubble. Uh-huh. From current day and state, I would go Jessica Rabbit, right?
Jessica Rabbit. She's
very
curvy.
Jessica Rabbit's current, huh?
She's a quick pick.
Very curvy.
That's easy. Easy pick on that
Not
one.
Not Daphne?
Well, you asked Fred down the hall, and he also went Jessica Rabbit as well. So you guys get that in common.
Oh, you got Fred awake. That's good.
Yeah,
I know. He's actually responding.
And he's wearing pants.
He checks his pulse.
Yeah.
He's got pants. Catatonic.
All right, we know you got a busy day. Zoe, give us the score of tonight's game, buddy.
Ooh, 27-10. Pass. 17. They cover.
Wow. What is the spread?
15, 14, something like that.
Are you serious?
Good. I think so.
Wow. Okay, I got to go.
All right, I got to go.
I got to call somebody. Thank you, buddy. Scott Zolak, you'll hear him tonight on the Sports Hub 98.5. Yeah, I saw Fred this morning walking the halls, and he came out with an easy peasy.
It's
Jessica
a good question
Rabbit.
To ask, you know, at family dinner.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe Scott went back to the Flintstones for that.
You know, It's like when your brain is young, it's impressionable.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's right.
But, you know, I was never really had a thing for Fred.
No, nobody did.
He seemed like a slacker.
Slob.
Those brontosaurus burgers.
He's kind of rude to Barney.
Yeah.
But Brian, you had a little comment about Betty Rubble.
What?
Someone said her butt was good. Nice.
Rock hard.
Oh, my God.
I like that.
Get
too.
It.
There you go.
Rock Flintstones Joe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.